My house shall be called the house of prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today's station church in Rome is that of Saint Anastasia, and most likely it's connected with today's gospel, since in today's gospel our Lord drives away those who do not show proper respect in his father's house. And in the church of Saint Anastasia, that used to be located in a better part in Rome, where there were lots of nobility and very rich people, and that was the object of some abuse, where those whose mind were not sufficiently attached to the things of heaven and might have shown a little bit irreverence with their flashy clothing or otherwise not paying attention to one thing in church service which is important, that is the Holy Mass. And today's Gospel presents us again very striking scene, and there and our Lord confronts something in his father's house, the temple, which shouldn't be there. He sees there that it has been changed into a place of commerce, or a place where you buy and sell things. And he severely rebukes today the priests who allow this to happen and who turn his father's house into something which it shouldn't be, the place where you buy and sell things. And instead, our Lord gives us today the lifelong lesson that you need always keep the church as the place of prayer. The commerce which was practiced there in that temple, in a certain sense, it was legitimate, because the people who practiced commerce there, they were selling doves and other animals which could be used as a sacrifice in temple. And since at those days, as in now, many times people did not have the exact amount of money which was needed to buy or sell those animals, they were also money changers, so that you could have your spare change back with you after you bought the precious animal. And even though this kind of buying and selling of sacrificial animals was legitimate, the way these priests allowed it to practice in the temple of God, that bear no good fruit at all. The temple had lost the primary reason why it stood there, that is, to offer sacrifice to Almighty God. And it was because of this abuse because of which our Lord became angry. He had before tried to persuade the high priests and the Pharisees and that they should listen to him, that he's preaching them penance and the true and proper way of serving God and his kingdom. But because of their blindness, the priests and Pharisees had refused to listen to him, and they had neglected to see even his miracles and how clear proof that was of his divinity. So since nothing worked, no good words, no exhortations, not even miracles, our Lord finally had to show in an angry manner that God has the final word in what is good and what is right, and that the way these priests allowed commerce be taken place in the house of God was bad. So zealously our Lord drove the money changers and those businessmen away from his temple. And he declared to everyone that this place is the house of prayer. It is his father's house, and it should remain as such. Today's gospel is also very special for children, because it shows strikingly how the priests and the Sadducees and the Pharisees, how they were deaf to our Lord's exhortation, but instead little children hailed him as Messiah and Son of David. So in a special way, today's gospel is written for children and be a good lesson for all of you, that when you give proper respect to our Lord, and especially when you give that in a church, he blesses you and protects you during whole of your life. So Jesus, with the holy zeal, reproved and punished buyers and sellers, those who were behaving themselves irreverently in the temple. And children, remember that the Catholic Church, where the true sacrifice of our Lord is offered, that is much more holy than this Jewish temple, which our Lord made again the house of prayer. And it should be a reminder to us that any Christian who behaves without reverence inside or near the church, he deserves much more severe rebuke than those buyers and sellers in the Jewish temple. We, in the Sunday Masses, we have the so-called ushers, whose job is to keep away those who don't dress well enough, or who dress immodestly, or who at some other ways act irreverently. And sometimes the mothers have to carry their babies out if they start to cry during the Holy Mass. So we have many selected offices and ways of keeping calm, peacefulness, and prayer inside the church. But most of the time, children, it is us, ourselves, who need to show the same zeal as our Lord showed in today's gospel. We have to be zealous in guarding this place and to keep this as a house of prayer, at a house where earthly worries or earthly commerce or business or any kind of secular is kept outside, and this place is kept sanctified to the worshipping of true God. And when you grow up, you should always remember this, that the church is a house of prayer. It is not firstly a place of gathering together. It is not place of music or place where you feel good, although it of course can be all of these things. But primary reason why we have a church is that we keep that as a house of prayer, and the greatest prayer which the church offers is the holy sacrifice of the Mass, and that you show that same zeal and joyful service of God by showing up to masses always when church obliges you, even if it's early in the morning, or you feel tired, or you have obligations in the church, so you don't necessarily always feel good in doing this holy service in the church. But when you have that greatest burning love and zeal towards God, he gives you the graces to keep this place not only dear for yourselves, but also a place which is like heaven on earth, the house of prayer. Remember, during this Lent, and of course for the rest of your lives, that how great lessons the Gospels of Lententide give us, and that these lessons, when you read them and keep them in your mind and think about them, you'll learn to love these texts, and they give you steady balance and constitution for your whole life. And this place, which today so greatly is called the house of prayer, remains always for you the dearest and safest place on whole earth. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.